30-day cases hit 10,066.70. Yes. That's a new title.
And I,
best friend,
my best friend Kekere and I, to say that to you, do and you might be yourself to blame, because the story is not looking good. Mm-mm-mm. It's not looking good at all. Yesterday, the Commissioner for Information for Lagos State warned that the cases would rise further if residents continue on the safety protocols. Go to the social media, parties galore, no masks, whatever. The commissioner said that as the country had 10,000 cases and 70 deaths alone in the last month alone. And listen to this. Occupancy increase at Lagos IDH, says commissioner. Tell me the story. Against the backdrop of rising cases, the Lagos State Commissioner for Information Infection Hospital, Yaba, had increased to 97%, meaning that it is full. It's filled up, maybe just one or two more beds. Mortal Shaw said it stood at 43%. State Yaba is 97%. Luth Isolation Center has about 111 bed spaces, and it currently Amo has 20 beds, and it is 70% occupancy. And so, there is nothing more for us to tell you as citizens. The rest is up to you. Let me eat the thing that we have said. Two, to be honest with you, we don't have the capacity to handle this, this pandemic.
Yeah.
We don't. Don't let's kid ourselves. Therefore, it behoves on you to be responsible, to be responsible your neighbors and your family. And you do by just put down, wear your mask, and at the slightest opportunity, and unless it is absolutely necessary, this is not the time to go for parties, weddings, so on and so forth. Try and stay home unless you have to go. Otherwise, 200 bed space, while 101 patients home management, and Delta opens two isolation centers, and federal government yet to release. The federal government, you're on your own. Is that not what they call you?
Yeah,
on your own. You say you're on your own because the federal government is yet to release 36 billion to state in benefits. Wait for health. This is August. It's up to you.
Be careful.
Let's all be careful, please.
Hey, because the banks is takeover, but else.
Sheriff, here we go again.
Yes.
It becomes more and more of a mystery because, yes, call out for information again. Being among the state that House of Assembly has approved its takeover of LC. Mother, a state government did not make such a request. It was to convert the ADB loan from a private sector commercial loan to a sovereign public sector loan, which attracts a lower interest rate. This will enable the company to make some savings. Okay, fine. So you've made savings. And what is this? Government, in fact, has full shares equity of the former owners of the company in 2014. There was no new once and for all. Once and for all. What people are going to be looking at, the gentleman who came yesterday. What's it?
Oh, Zeal.
Let me steal. As you know, I love stealing your guests. Let me steal Zeal. We get Zeal and get it official. So we can sit and try to keep that to do that. Yeah. I don't think that should be too much. For us to get clarity so that we stop this at the wrong people,
you know,
and let us have a clear understanding.
For clarity
in this issue. Abiji,
Do you
have clarity?
No, I don't actually. I have more questions.
Your football skills, don't
no, this one is my.
And you said you were your just 10, number 9, Kekere.
Top scorer, then.
Top scorer.
And I used to score. It was that small.
Were you so small enough you went under people's legs?
Actually.
That's why they called you Kekere. Dear me. Well, I was also a goalkeeper when I was in the Methodist Brothers
School. Oh, please.
Yes, well, we played two goalkeepers. I won, I too. Yeah, let's go to the next story.
Let's take page 6. Vanguard. Security experts. Ona Ekomo is dead and Iroko has fallen. Bad in speaking there. Getting replacement is near impossible.
It was a sad day yesterday. To be honest with you, when it comes to after Captain Bates comes this, and he said that he had some fever or something that's not happening because it doesn't change things. He contributed a lot to the team. I expected him so much, and it's sad to see him go. The Kalakuta family also lost Jim Okungi Brimer yesterday. JK Brimer is Fela's best friend. For those who know, Uncle JK was in his 80s, I think. He talked about a number of things, but because the daytime promo was, so we'll move on to the next story.
Yes,
Mejeke is a soul, rest in peace.
Page 7 remands Oshun herbalist, chief, others over killing of ritual money seeker.
Now, I'm sure all of you have heard, you watched, those of you who are older probably, there was one movie session, or some movies, serial rather, called House of Horror.
Yeah.
This is what it is. And we are kind of ready to serve as a lesson. What will here? Yeah, is that 35-year-old Ayoke approached a Babalawo or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Approached a herbalist, Ifashun Afolabi, okay? Approached him and said he wanted to do money rituals. Ifashogunwo wanted to do juju for money. The man thought otherwise and ended up killing him. That's what they're being accused of with an Ogboni chief. Ogboni chief in Ekinru, Ifadari Afolabi. They went to kill the counties, the other parts. One part was sold for as little as 15,000. But the truth is, we all need to be very careful. Young people out there, there is no shortcut to money. Some of the people you meet and approach for this, and you watch these things in movies, those babas don't look like, for other people. What about himself? You need to be careful. There's a lot of that. I've seen videos of people having a bath in the market, having canal knowledge of animals, all kinds of things. You hear stories of human parts and so on and so forth. All these things, and then people running mad right there in the street. Young people, you need to be careful. Older ones, too, also get indulged. They also indulge in these things. Even married men and married women.
Right, right.
There are some women who have to keep their underwear far away from where the man would ever see it because they don't know what it could be up to. But this is what poverty breeds, but at least for us, we'll still set that. We'll still tell on you that at the end of the day, these things are very dangerous, extremely dangerous. Say you want to go and do and so on and so forth and see what happened to this 35-year-old. May he soul rest in peace.
It's quite unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Quite unfortunate. We're going to go to Vanguard. Page 7 of the Vanguard, there's a piece here. And he writes about this story about MTN celebrating a success story.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so our familiarity with MTN, we don't need to press it, but it's a story worth reading, and I think it's worth celebrating. MTN has been in Nigeria for close to 20 years, and there's a 20th year and even on. And in this country, I think at some point, we might need to bring in one of the, maybe the managing director or somebody to come and tell us what it has been for 20 years and going forward.
That's not
by the way,
fit.
The current MD, Carl Toriola, is the first Nigerian to be an MD in MTN. And this is what he's said to have said. Chief Executive Officer Nigeria, in a statement embedded in the half-year unaudited financial statements, revealed the plans of the telecoms company to participate in Nigeria's tax credit. I'm sure you have done things like that before, Dangote. And so we are participating on the tax ITC. This is interesting. We intend to participate in the restoration and refurbish of the Enugu. And so it's an article I think you should find time to read. It talks about MTN's high earnings in the market and so on and so forth. We'll try and see if we can get the MD or somebody here and give an hour for the appropriate discussion.
An hour, okay.
An hour, yes.
I don't think that's enough.
Is that enough?
Okay.
Like we can't do part one and part two now. I mean,
Now to the editorial in the Punch. This one says, third wave boosting COVID-19 vaccination efforts.
I can see some of you look that way. What is all the But that's what it is. We'll never tire. We want everybody to be happy, like Minister of Information. By the way, what's happened to the president? Is he back?
The president?
Is he back?
No, he's not.
How long was
the best of my knowledge, he's not.
How long was he supposed to have gone for?
I don't know.
Anyway. And remember, at the background of this story that we're reading, the doctors are still on strike. The Vanguard argues that states must be alive to their responsibilities rather than depend on the federal government solely. According to the Federal Ministry of Health, only 17 states made data or sample submissions in the last cycle. Excuse me, sorry. nature has taken over. Mm. And it says that that the Bauchi State government, which is one of such errant states, blamed the situation on a lack of reagents. Mm. Oh my God. Sorry about that. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Excuse me. Now, they argue that action intensified to ensure that the strike embarked on by the National Association of Resident Doctors is called off as soon as possible. The absence of 16,000 doctors at a time when all hands ought to be on deck puts a further strain on Nigeria's weak health system, which is also battling, oh my God, a cholera epidemic.
That's right. That's right.
Isolation centers nationwide should be reopened and properly equipped, while the federal government that can help Nigeria a 60% vaccination rate and establish herd immunity as soon as possible. Now, remember that we want the government of Lagos. It says that's all like other strains.
Yeah.
The hyper-infectious Delta strain spreads faster and is more severe even among young populations. Mm. As the Minister of Health, Ehanere, put it, the Delta strain is tearing through unvaccinated populations. Consequently, continues worse. The need for increased vaccination and adherence to treating guidelines has become a matter of life and death. Mm. Everybody, everything should be done to defeat this disease. That's the end of the sermon for today on COVID.
I totally agree with that. Everything needs to be done. Page 8 of the Vanguard. Assault, FG recalls ambassador to review diplomatic relations with Indonesia.
I'm a bit puzzled because I saw the video. I don't know if you did.
I did.
I'm a bit puzzled at who were beating up our diplomat because they didn't put on any uniform. Mm. Who was filming all this whilst they were in a vehicle?
Yeah.
And these are questions that, as a journalist, I just want to ask myself that, okay, so whilst this was going on, then what was the gentleman actually accused of or for? Mm. Is it for or?
We don't know. I've asked that question myself.
If it's for or?
No. I mean, what's the accusation?
Yes. Okay, so what's he been accused of? It is very important that we grab. So what has happened is the Indonesian ambassador, okay, and I think after the meeting with him, the Nigerian Indonesia was also summoned. And it looks as if Nigeria is going to take a hard stand, defend its citizens. Now, we don't even know the identity of this gentleman.
Yeah.
All we are told is he's a diplomat. Embassy? Hmm. Of course, he's not the ambassador.
Yeah.
So is he the deputy? What exactly is
again,
it
we don't know.
We don't know identity. But what we do know is that he's a... And Nigeria has acknowledged that he's a Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I saw on that video, except they were acting a movie, and it's completely unacceptable, and Nigeria should be ready to go the whole hog.
That's right.
To defend our people in Indonesia. Part of it, though, I must confess, part of reasons that make this happen in a while, also to do with us. I'm blaming, I don't know what it's done, but also for caution.
Yeah,
you know, the perception of Nigerians are. I saw on live television one. I think it was Jim or so. Man, burn down this building, and I said, "Look at this gentleman. What does he think he's doing? Where do you think you are?" He said, "If you don't, I forgot what the issue was. We are going to come back and burn down this building." You know, let's all be careful. Let's see this panned out. Okay. I'm reading here that the Indonesian ambassador has tendered an apology over
right.
the incident
and
assured that authorities in his country would take steps to address the issue. The question I'd ask you to contribute to is, how should this issue address? Should just be by incision? Should the guys who wronged him be tried and, if possible, jailed if found guilty? How do you think will set us as Nigerians?
Should it matter whether he is a diplomat or not?
No, it shouldn't. But that makes it weighty.
Yeah.
I hope that he's a diplomat, so that we have a larger... You know,
the reason I ask that question is because we've seen videos of Nigerians being badly treated elsewhere in the world. And we're negotiating, we're discussing with this country.
And then we don't hear anything after that.
And then that's it.
Well, part of it, let me be honest with you, this is not the Nigeria that I knew 20 years ago when we had friend Salah Mohammed, who was way back then, even Gawan, where we had strength war. And that's why I said that we need to as we do the appropriate thing outward, we also now need to look inwards to ask ourselves, what kind of image do we have abroad?
Yeah.
What kind of respect do we carry? It's very important. Some people might, you know, just say it doesn't matter. No, it matters. It matters.
You can ask travelers. I mean, frequent travelers. They will tell you. They will tell you the kind of treatment that Nigerians get when they go out.
It matters. I mean, you know, first of all, of course, there's the issue of black. But even aside from that, it matters. People who tell you sometimes they cringe. Now, that's nothing to do with life. Before we start doing a rant and saying this and that. But it is important that we to have. And that respect, it doesn't just come from the city, from the government, also from the citizens.
Mm.
What is our foreign policy? Do we have any? What is our strength in the diplomatic world? Do we have any? And so, you know, we this is a time for reflection on our part.
Right.
But the government must make sure that justice prevails to the very end.
I agree. Absolutely. And I hope that this will not be swept under the carpet. We want to know how eventually this will pan out. I hope so.
Well, you
because hope, it's a public matter, really.
Well, you hope so. But I don't know how to put it, you know, without being offensive.
Mm.
But I have my doubts that we'll see this to the end. I have my doubts. Has my country been able to stand up for its citizens? It's a very good question to ask.
Mm.
And you need to hear of other people's experiences